I'm Jonathan Kim, and this is Rethink Reviews, where we take a deeper look at current and past films and how they relate to the world today.
Every year, there's two groups of kids who stand out here, okay? There's the good-hearted kids, and there's the bad-hearted kids. And those are the ones whose names I learn.
And which one am I?
Don't you know, dude?
I don't know if I know.
For many of us of a certain age, the films of writer-director John Hughes, such as 16 Candles, The Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off, are the templates for the American high school experience. This is strange, since I'm going to assume that none of our high school experiences were like anything even resembling a John Hughes film. But we all like the idea of the downtrodden outcasts we relate to eventually winning the hearts of the beautiful, popular kids on the way to becoming the heroes of the school. In that sense, the new film Terry, written and directed by Azazel Jacobs, can be seen as an anti-John Hughes movie, though this film, which was a hit at the Sundance Film Festival, is more than able to stand on its own. It tells the story of a 15-year-old named Terry, played by Jacob Wysocki, who's been dealt a rough hand in life. Not only have Terry's parents left him to take care of his uncle, who's suffering from some sort of dementia and is played by Creed Bratton, but Terry is overweight and friendless, causing him to be picked on mercilessly at school. While the obstacles to coolness and popularity in many teen films are the absence of the right car or clothes, Terry is so far from being cool that he's given up trying to attain it, wearing pajamas to school when he shows up at all, so he can feel comfortable physically with the knowledge that he never will socially. But that begins to change, ever so slightly, when Terry's absences catch the attention of Mr. Fitzgerald, the school's assistant principal played by John C. Reilly. Fitzgerald recognizes that while Terry is odd, he isn't bad, so he sets up weekly meetings with Terry to get to know him and find out what's going on in his life. Through these meetings, Terry meets Chad, a more troubled outsider played by Bridger Zadina, who has a habit of pulling out his own hair. Terry also meets Heather, played by Olivia Crochicha, who's recently gotten in trouble for fooling around with her boyfriend during class. Terry isn't a plot-driven movie. It's not about getting a driver's license, going to prom, fixing a trashed house before the parents get home, or even getting the dream date. Instead, the film's message is summed up when Fitzgerald tells Terry, "Life's a mess, dude, but we're all just doing the best we can." It might not be the most uplifting message, but it's definitely a more accurate way to look at high school, as well as life, especially for someone facing the obstacles Terry is. While his relationships with Fitzgerald, Chad, and Heather have their ups and downs, and the character's motives are sometimes murky, it feels like it's a positive thing that Terry is finally allowing people into his bubble at all, even though it sometimes leaves him feeling hurt and confused, which is made worse because of Terry's lack of social skills. And by the end of the film, it's unclear where all the characters will end up, which is also how I felt as I watched my classmates graduate from high school. But through his friendship with Fitzgerald, Terry is able to see that not only are his feelings and mistakes normal, but that they don't go away with age. While that might sound depressing to some, isn't it better for young people to realize that we're all flawed and, to some degree, flailing, than to believe that the adults and pretty people have it all figured out? Terry is rated R and is in select theaters now. I'm Jonathan Kim, and this is a Rethink Review for Uprising.